can never define it until after the event. You know, I've said this many times. It's hard to think of the moments that change, you know, results, change seasons, change outcomes, etc., etc. But usually you look back on games, so maybe that will be. But then you could look at other markers during the season, you know, and some that have gone against us, of course. You know, we had a run of games, and I reflect back on it because it's important to, and that was when we hadn't got the wins, and yet we had three decisions in three games which are unbelievable, where players should have been sent off for the opposition. And over a season, you hope that them things find balance. So if you do have a slightly off performance and you win, then maybe that's a balance to the situation earlier season. How do you define that? So that's important as well, that you do get the sort of the parity of decisions, the fairness of how games map out. I mean, someone suggested after the game the other night we'd had three efforts on goal and scored all three. Well, you yourself and lots of the people in the room on that night, the press people that were, who cover us a lot, they know we've had games where we've had 17 efforts at goal and 10 on target and got a 1-1. So over a season, yet again, the stats you suggest anyway, if you keep doing things properly, you get your rewards. And that's what we're getting at the moment from doing things properly.
How big a call was it a week ago to bring Michael Keane straight back into it on the back of how well that James Tarkowski had done for you?
Yeah, big call. And you know, they are the reasons why you're a manager. That's why you're given the role, because when you have to, you do make decisions. And of course, I believe I've got a very good staff who process the information well about the whys and wherefores of what we do with our team, how we pick the team. A lot more thought that goes into it than sometimes when people suggest I just play the same team, and that was an example of it, because I could have kept Tarko in because he'd done terrifically. They're the calls you have to make as a manager. But like I said, I'm ably assisted by very good staff and a very good group of players who, they don't pick the team, of course, but whoever is playing, they accept that decision. And they get on with it. And never more so than the players who are on the periphery at the minute, the people on the bench and the ones just coming in behind them from injury, etc. Because they're a massive, massively important part of how the group operate. Because we have a clarity to our thought here and the culture and the environment that the bigger picture is whoever's playing on that any given day. That's what counts at that time. The staff support that, the players support each other, including the players on the bench, and sometimes the ones who are unfortunate enough to sit in the stand for that given week.
One of those players that's come into it in recent weeks has been Freddie Overstad, because of injuries to Marnie and Jones. How pleased have you been with his progression ultimately into the first team?
Yeah, I mean, we like Freddie. He's done well over a period of time and under the radar, really. I mean, he's obviously played in a couple of games for us and important games at Middlesbrough away in the cup and Arsenal away in the cup. You know, and he's played parts of games. He's been in and out of the squad. You know, he's still getting used to the culture, the footballing culture, that is. He's used to living here now, but the footballing culture and still adapting to that. And it'll do him the world of good to play the other night. You know, but he's well aware. We've got other good players. Dean Marnie's coming back to full fitness. And we all know Dino and what he's done over his time here. And Joey's playing ever so well. And Dave Jones, who we're hopeful will be back into contention for this weekend. So that kind of squad depth and the design of the squad, I think we've done very well with the design of the squad. We still use the least amount of players in the division, and yet we've got strength in most areas, if not all areas. So, you know, yet again, I'm happy with that side of management as well, of creating a squad that can challenge and giving it the depth in order to allow the challenge to continue during the season. And hopefully, we suggest the whole season.
You mentioned David Jones close to it this weekend. Ashley and Dean, are they nearby or not?
Yeah, they're not so much Ash. He's doing ever so well. I mean, don't get me wrong, he's still on his games programme, really, to get back to full fitness. And Marnes is virtually there now. We'd still like him to have a development game, which will probably be next week, but he's certainly fit enough to be considered and in the squad.